You ready to start the podcast, chicken fucker?
Can I call you chicken fucker?
No, only my friends can call me chicken fucker. That's a different movie.
I know, it's still funny.
But this is scriptical, and that's David and
I. Would you like
Lisa.
To start it, meow?
Oh, I was going to do that next, fuck you. That was my next one.
Meow.
Meow, listen here. We watched Super Troopers, or as I wanted to call it, Stupid Troopers.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yep, because it's April Fool's.
It is.
And
this happens before midday.
Yes.
So you can do an April Fool.
Yeah.
So, sorry, no.
We're not doing this podcast anymore.
No, it's gone.
Yeah. Just. We're not. When you.
Shit. Oh, I thought we lost it then for a second then.
We're good at being broken.
We are.
We are.
It's because we start out broken.
I know. Because I'm broken. That's April Fool. I can't sing.
Well, we all know I can't sing, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but we do it because we can. So we watch Super Troopers. Happy April Fool's Day. We don't
because there's lots of practical jokes in this movie.
There is.
It's almost like a movie about practical jokes with some other movie in it.
Yes, it felt like a movie based around Jackass, who also have done a movie, but.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't really do what ifs of Jackass the movie.
No, but that's what this movie felt like. It felt like incorporating Jackass the show
so
into
it was,
this movie.
The group behind this is called Broken Lizard.
Yep.
I think that's what it comes up on the little credit things.
Yep.
Is because they actually mention them and say this is Broken Lizard. Then they say like the names of the main guys.
Yes.
And then they start giving and also these people. So it feels like they're like a comedy troupe or something.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comedy Troopers, that's what it's called. So this movie's 2001. It shouldn't be called Super Troopers because there's nothing super about them.
No, one of them says that he's going to be a super trooper at some point. He does mention that.
That doesn't mean that they should name the movie
They should call them Starship Troopers.
Should. Fuck. This movie was 2001.
April Fool's, we're doing Starship Troopers.
No.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just wing it from memory. I haven't seen it, so...
You haven't seen Starship Troopers?
I don't think I have.
Oh, I think I know what I might pick now.
No.
I have to pick animation ones.
Yes. We're breaking the mold. Usually April, we do animation April. But because April Fool's, I thought we'd make it... I'd do a silly
This one's
movie.
Almost animated.
Yeah.
It almost feels like it should be animated.
It should be. But yeah, it's a comedy crime.
A comedy crime.
My first comedy crime I've done.
It could be, yes. Mm.
And the cast of this, actually, we're now going to go do budget and box office first because
we should
I always
do it the right
it
way.
Wrong.
Yeah.
So the budget was $3 million.
Oof.
Would you like to hazard a guess? I always say this every time.
$42 million.
Way too much. Way too
really?
Much. Double too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought this did good.
23.2. That is great. It's worldwide. It made a profit
of $20
million.
Oh, I know, but I thought
million.
This was big.
Yeah, I think it was.
I think it feels like maybe it was home video big.
I feel like...
What year was it?
2001.
It's home video
Space
big.
Odyssey.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And then they made a fucking sequel. And
The sequel was bad. The sequel's like Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah, it's not good. Not necessarily.
Don't do a sequel to things
Correct.
If you don't need to.
Correct. So the staff of this movie, the three stoners at the start of this movie, Andre Vipolis, Joey Kern, Jeffrey Arend, and then maybe it's a renal. I don't know. My writing is...
Let's hope it's a renal.
A renal. And then you've got the cast, Eric... Stolhansky, Jay Chandraska.
Yep.
I think so. Steve Lemmy, Kevin Heffernan, Paul Soda, Marissa Coughlin. Oh, I don't know. Brian Cox, it's like Jim Gaffigan, Jimmy Noonan, John Bedford Lloyd. Hey, Lloyd. And Linda Carter. And there was other people too that I didn't include because they didn't have pictures in the IMDb.
Okay.
And a lot of people were like man in car.
Yeah. So the main people are the troopers themselves.
Yep.
The girl.
Eric, Jay, Steve. Eric, Jay, and Steve.
Yep. So they're
actors' names.
The main ones. Mm. And the boss, who's Cox.
Mm.
And the boss of the local police and the girl from the local police. The other cops from the local police are almost not characters.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is just, you know, it's
filler.
Just people that they did things to.
Mm. Rock filler, no killer.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So, shall we start?
Yes.
Oh, trivia.
No, you got to do the...
Shall I start with the trivia?
Do the trivia.
Yes. Let's do... Okay, so, the couple that Farrah says chicken fucker to...
Yes.
They were his parents.
Oh, That's good.
Yes.
So, I like that.
I thought that was quite funny.
That is good.
When Rabbit was stuffed in the locker with the shaving cream on him.
Yep.
So apparently they accidentally got menthol shaving cream.
Oh, no. And I don't know. It started to burn.
Yes, it burns when it's on the skin for too long.
Yes.
So he had to go across next door to the fire station to be hosed off. yeah, menthol burns, people. Don't get menthol lube.
Yeah,
menthol's not bad. Bad choice. Also, the snow cone hit.
Yes.
When they're at the baseball game. So the plan was for him to switch from the hard snow cone, where he tries to bite into it and he can't, to a soft one.
Yes.
And that's the final take we see. Yeah. There is a clever switch that happens that goes from hard to soft.
Yes.
But apparently, they kept forgetting. So for 9 takes, he got smashed in the head by a solid block of ice. 9 takes. On the 10th take, they went, let's do it properly. That would have fucking hurt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was quite funny. That's pretty much the only other trivia. There was a lot of other trivia, but they're my three most entertaining. Were they just
facts about the movie?
Facts about the movie, yes. Yeah.
It's filmed in Vermont.
Yeah. But interesting facts, I would say. Funny facts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can drop them in. And they
teach valuable lessons.
You can drop them in as we talk about it if you want to.
Yeah. Well, it's a valuable lesson. Don't use menthol. And, well, if you want to, you can call your parents chicken fucker.
Well,
you should try that next time you call your mum and dad. Just go, how you doing, chicken fucker?
Just throw it in there. Yeah, I don't
think they'll get
it. No? Don't think they'll get it. No. Hey.
I'll tell mine.
That's a funny joke that people who know you think that's it's very funny.
We're leaving it there.
We're just going to leave it there.
Yeah.
So you know what I want to say at this point?
Chicken fucker.
Let's go to the bacon!
Even my dog had an allergic reaction to that, and she's scratching like mad. Shall we start? We shall start.
I want to start with this one. What if this one was in Rhode Island?
Yes.
And they hang out with...
Yep. What's his name?
Our best friend.
Yep. Me, myself.
Charlie,
that's right. Charlie and...
Hank.
Oh, Hank, that's it.
So what if Charlie and Hank were in a car together?
Yep.
And were the other... Just get up, doggy. Good girl.
Oh,
Anna.
You made noise. That was my foot.
Yeah.
Bro.
Okay. So, yeah, what if they'd hang out with Charlie Bailey Gates? That's his name.
That's it. Yep. And his 3 sons.
That's right.
Chicken fucker.
Wouldn't that be funny?
They'd call him chicken fucker.
They would call him chicken fucker. 100%. They'd call everyone chicken fucker.
They would.
Anyway.
I said, what if the stoners crashed?
I said, what if Mike died? So Mike's the one who eats all the fucking edibles.
Yes.
And everything. So he eats...
He eats a big bag of weed.
Yes.
Then he eats a bag of shrooms.
Yes, $130 worth.
Yep. And then they give him another bag.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't.
No.
So they throw it out the window.
They throw it out the window, and that's the ones they catch them for. Correct. Because
that was my next one. If I said, what if young Stifler let the $130 slide?
Young Stifler.
Don't you reckon he looks like a young Stifler? He kind
of looks a bit like it. Actually, he looks a cross between being Stifler and being like one of the jocks from Revenge of the Nerds.
I was going to say Ostriker.
No, he looks a bit like he could be a jock from a Revenge of the Nerds movie. He's got that kind of undercut 90s hairdo, you know, where he's...
Yeah, like he's Saved by the Bell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I've got what if the stone is spewed at the end because they keep spinning around and around.
Yes.
Like that part where they just keep spinning.
Before that,
before
they have them in the car, what they do in this first sequence is so fucking funny.
It's
how
great.
They get behind them and they're able to pull them over again. And then they...
So what I thought happened, right, is that they're driving along and there's two cars.
No, but it's the same cops.
No, but I thought it was two different cars.
Right.
So I thought this is how I think they did it.
Yeah, they fucked him over.
Is that they do it, then they drive away, and then the other guys come up behind them while they're not paying attention, right? It's like a double act.
Yeah.
But I think what happens is they drive away.
They're able to come back and then turn around.
I think they drive back around and come back behind them.
They're just not watching.
Yeah.
Because they're not paying attention.
That is the best.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
And then they do the thing where they drive off and then reverse backwards.
No, before they drive off.
Yes.
When they pull out and leave the car.
They go on the other side of them.
They go on the ditch side.
They
don't even go on the road side. They go around it to fuck around with them. And then they just slam on the brakes.
And then they go backwards. And then they put the sirens on. And then they do the same thing again.
So I said to my next one. I said, what if they could pull over further?
pull over. I can't pull over.
I love the fact that that's probably the main thing I love about this movie, where the blonde guy, Stifler, is like yelling at him to pull over, man. Yep. And he goes, I can't pull over further. So he turns around and is yelling at the cops, we can't pull over any further.
So this first scene feels like this was the idea for the movie, right?
Yes.
Is that they built everything else around it. Because the rest of the story is a bit weak compared to this.
This is the most.
But this scene is the scene.
Strongest movie start I've ever seen in my life.
It's pretty fucking intense.
It is so good. They fuck with them so bad. It is amazing.
And they're still fucking with them. And then someone else drives past them who's going way too fast.
Yes.
And so they're like, oh, shit, better get them in, better catch them.
So they
somehow collect them all in the car. Put them in the car with them. Then they drive around like fucking crazy.
Yep.
And that's when I said, what if they'd spewed?
Yeah, I said, what if the kid at the back died? Because he's ingested a lot of marijuana and mushrooms.
He's fucked,
He should have overdosed for sure.
Yeah. I did have that was Mike. That's Mike. What if Mike died?
Yeah. Then they're on the radio calling to Car 91.
Yes.
About the car.
And Car 91's too busy going fishing.
Yeah, I said, what if 91 wasn't fishing? They take his mannequin's head off.
Yes.
What if it was his sex doll? That'd be very disappointing.
It would be very disappointing. Because it would have Ursula written on it.
That's right.
That's the other guy's sex doll, but still.
And then the Porsche turns out to be a cop.
It's one of the other guys.
And I said, what if Doofy crashed?
Yes.
I reckon he looks like Doofy. He does look like Doofy, yeah. I had so much David Arquette vibes from this kid. It was ridiculous.
Yes.
So
they're going to the bar.
Yep.
And then he decides that they're going to do another prank on these kids.
Yeah, so what are we going to do with these kids?
So they pretend like he's shot them all. And he turns around and says, you guys ready for Mexico? And you know,
and then just chucks donuts.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're in the car licking the one.
The snozzberries. They're like snozzberries.
Licking the fucking screen.
He does this so well. He looks so stoned.
He looks wasted.
So here's a great joke. Here's part of the joke that you may not get if you don't get the geography of the United States, right? They're in Vermont. You know where Vermont
is? Yeah, they're going to Canada.
They're like right next to Canada. They're like almost the most northern state you could be.
They were going to go get some poutine.
They're pretty much the furthest away from Mexico you could be.
Is the opposite end. North Pole, South Pole.
Oh my God.
I got the joke. I got the geography.
Oh, it's like it's like a day's drive to get to Mexico.
I'm not really great at geography.
Yeah.
But even I know Canada's at the top, Mexico's at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it was fucking hilarious. And then they're just doing donuts, whatever.
Oh, they're doing the donuts. And these guys are just...
They're great.
I do like the little scene at the end where they bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
Like they bust them again.
Yep.
Because it's the
best. Yeah, they start the movie with them and they end the movie with them.
I feel like they're the best two scenes in the movie. They really are.
Yeah, everything in the middle is shit.
Yeah, it's not shit. It's like
where they say a compliment sandwich.
Yes.
Compliment, insult, compliment.
Yes.
So that people feel better about themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe that's what this movie was. Yeah. Great start.
I think they wanted the whole thing to be great, but you couldn't keep that intensity up for the whole movie.
No.
It's too hard.
No.
There was some other good, like, okay, so like I said, this movie is all about, like, pretty much they put a little bit of a story behind it, but it's just all about highway patrol troopers pulling people over and doing stupid things.
Yes. They're not serious cops.
No. My next one is when they do the cat one. Is that next or do they do something else before the cat one?
No, not yet. So they're in the cafe.
Yes.
And they're chugging syrup.
Oh, the chugging syrup is gross.
Fun fact about that is they started trying out with some sort of like tea concoction.
Yes.
But the viscosity was all wrong.
Yeah.
So they legit just switched straight over to syrup. So they literally chugged maple syrup.
Yeah. I like when he tries to tell, because one of them's a rookie, right?
Yes.
That's Rabbit, right?
Yeah, Rabbit's the rookie.
So, and then, is it Jay, the main boss guy, one?
The brown one.
So he's the one who's with him. And they're doing the contest against each other and he goes, no, you've got to relax the throat and allow it in.
That's what she said.
That's what she said, kind of thing.
That's what every girl's taught about giving head.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to relax the throat and let it in.
And then the local police girl comes in to have some pancakes with syrup, but there's no syrup left.
Yep. She goes, is there any syrup? And they said none left and looks over and there's like four containers of empty bottles on the table. And then the Is it the rookie guy? No, it's not.
No, it's the redhead. The redhead guy is cracking under her all the time.
Yeah, he says, he makes a comment, and I said, what if...
What about hash browns?
Yeah, I said, what if the Sabrina the Teenage Cop was having hash browns?
Oh, my God, yes. Doesn't she? She looks so much like Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I know,
right?
I was waiting for her to start talking to her black cat.
Like a Melissa Joan Hart.
Yep, it was quite funny.
She kind of looked like her, and she also looked a little bit like... And I think that only because she's a cop. Do you remember that Scream movie that's the blonde one that's Dewey's deputy?
Yeah.
That girl.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me of her a bit as well. Much more like Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah, yeah, but she does look like her.
But because
her.
She's a cop and yes. She's blonde, she kind of looked like her.
True.
She doesn't look like Charlie's Angels to me.
She has a similar face. No, she definitely did not. No, Sabrina all the way.
Yeah.
I think they mentioned something about being a postman. Oh, no, I think Rando. Rando's the guy that looks like David Arquette. Because I said, what if Rando went postal?
Yes.
Because I was bringing it back to see Spot Run.
Yes.
Probably too far a stretch of a boat.
No, it's okay.
Then it's time for cat game.
Yes, okay.
So what if they played the dog game?
Oh, you almost pinged exactly right. I said, what if they said wolf instead of meow?
Yeah. Although meow works.
Meow.
Meow. Can I help you out, meow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wolf. Yeah, I love the fact that he can't. So he's, Rando is on the other side.
Yes.
And absolutely fucking losing
his
shit.
You should see his body jiggling in the background.
His body jiggling. And then the guy inside the car can see him jiggling.
Yeah.
He starts laughing. He goes, what's so funny? He goes, I'm not laughing. While you see the cop on the other side just absolutely cacking himself. Goes to walk away, only has 9 meows.
Yeah, I know.
None of this fired up bullshit.
I know.
He just looks at him like, meow.
He just does it again.
Which I think actually works for the whole thing, because he keeps saying, are you saying meow? He goes, no, I'm not saying meow. Why would I be saying meow?
Because then he says it back to him. Yeah. He has count.
Yeah.
So it's really good. Yeah. I really love it.
It's really good. It adds so good. Yes.
Oh, that's the second best prank they do. The first one's the first scene.
Yeah.
Then it's this one.
The first one's exquisite. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
And then...
Is the baseball game next?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they have the baseball game.
Actually,
and
no.
Something
they
else?
They find the dead body in the motorhome.
Oh, okay. That happens first.
Yeah. So they find that.
Yep.
And they let go. They let loose a pig.
Yes.
Inside the motorhome.
Yep.
They lock it in there.
Yeah.
And I said, what if the pig was hungry and ate the corpse? Because, you know, the whole, is it Snatch that says feed a body to hungry pigs?
Yeah. You've got to take off the ring, pull the teeth out and whatever.
But they'll eat everything. Because
they can't digest it. Yeah. They can't digest teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. So I said, yeah.
Snatch. There's a movie.
there's a winner. And then it's the basketball
game. So can I ask you something about this, right? So at this point in the movie, you don't know that the local police are running protection for them, right?
Correct.
But surely if the local police are running protection,
police.
Then the bad guys would just say, we had to kill her, and the local police would have disposed of her body before the Highway Patrol found this.
Mm.
But they don't.
No.
They're not very good at their covering up, are they?
No. But I think they're... I don't know what's gone awry there. Maybe it's
something's
just a drug
gone
deal
wrong.
Gone bad.
Yeah, but something's gone wrong and they should really get to it first, but they don't.
Mm-mm.
Somehow the Highway Patrol gets to it at the same time.
Because they're the shit police and they're the dodgy police, but they're also lazy police too.
And they fight each other. There's like an all-out... What a fucking battle royale, which is great because when they get to the end, they start negotiating for hostages.
Just let us go. Just untie
me. he says to her, "You can have we'll give you back the fat one and the dumb one." And she goes, "I don't know which one you mean. There's two fat and dumb ones." And I thought, it's like, well, there's both of them then.
Yep, just so good. It was
fat
so good.
And the dumb one. There's two fat dumb ones.
It was very entertaining.
Oh yeah, so. Okay, fair enough that they don't... I don't know, I just think they should. That shouldn't be a scene.
No. What? Kids' baseball game comes up next.
Yep.
And Ginger Guy makes a pass at Sabrina again.
Yeah, so the guy who is... I think it's Captain, I don't know what he's called.
Jay.
Of the, yeah, Jay.
Yeah.
He's like the boss of those guys.
He's
not the boss
he's
of
probably
the
most hierarchy of
yeah,
those
Yeah, he's like the
officers.
Sergeant, staff sergeant or something like that. Anyway, so he's the coach... And the other team seems to be all the kids of the cops, basically, right?
Yeah, it's basically, yeah.
It's like the Highway Patrol versus the cops.
Yeah, the kids.
Anyway, so it's a ball that gets hit, isn't it?
Yes.
And then, but he's like, He's like trying to chat her up.
Yes.
And then he kind of looks like he's going to get
she hits him in that brawl thing.
Yeah, she ends up hitting him. So he goes, I should better hit you back. Yeah,
so she goes, go on then.
And then she closes her eyes.
Lifts her chin. And it looks like he's going to hit her.
Yeah.
But I reckon he's probably just going to do some sort of playful hit. Yes. He would never hit her.
Yeah.
He goes to line up like a fake hit, and she gets absolutely throttled by the ball. And my what if was, what if the ball hit her just after he got one in?
Yeah.
So he hits her, then the ball hits her, so it looks like he's just gone fucking hell for leather on her face.
Yes, he's just gone bang, bang.
Yeah, there's no chance for those two.
Does he explain that he didn't hit her?
I'm sure they do.
Does he throw a bottle down and goes, I did not hit you, I did not. And then he turns and goes, oh, hi, fairy floss. Oh, hi, cotton candy. Oh, my God.
Maybe there's a mark there. You never know.
It might be Mark.
Yeah.
One of them might be called Mark.
Yeah.
Anyway, he never explains that he doesn't hit her.
No.
And I feel like she thinks that he hits her.
No, I feel like maybe she just thinks then she's got her own income because she hit him.
Yeah, maybe.
So she's okay with it.
I was going to say,
I don't think
it's a good thing.
Unless it's explained that she got hit by a ball. Like, everyone run to her because she got hit by a ball. So it was always understood that he never actually hit her.
So I thought about this now. It just came to me, right? If they remade this movie,
mm-hmm.
but the guys who were in this movie, they got, like, bigger comedy actors to play.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine if this movie was, like, Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler and, like...
Eddie Murphy. Yep.
Eddie Murphy as the captain guy.
Jay, yeah.
As Jay.
Yep. A bit like a police academy, but a really fancy police academy.
So, yeah, it'd be interesting. Star-studded
police academy reimagined. I would watch it.
I think everyone will watch it.
Mm, absolutely.
I think you'd get more than 20-whatever million out of it.
Uh-huh.
But the budget would be about 200 million.
True.
Might be a problem.
That's right. The next scene is they pull over a truck because it doesn't go to the weighing station. It's not speeding. It just doesn't go to the weighing station.
Yeah.
And I said, what if one of them just stayed out of the truck?
Yeah, God, they're so dumb.
They both go in there together.
Oh, they're so dumb.
It made me feel very Beverly Hills Cops this bit because, you know, expecting it to drive off with them in the boot.
Oh, my God, Beverly Hills Cops.
Yeah.
And see with the truck.
Yeah, get
and
it
And the fake
start.
People that yes. don't, that aren't there.
That's right. He locks them in there and then just fucks off.
Yeah, he locks them in and just
he
runs off.
He doesn't take the car.
I thought he was going to drive off with them.
That's what I would have thought too.
But why would he lock them in there?
Because they've just,
I
just
suppose
busted,
he just needs
just
to get
panics.
Away, yeah.
It just seems like none of them in this drug business is of any...
They're not very good at their
no,
drug
they're
business.
They're not very good at all. So...
why wouldn't he just let them look, right?
Yeah,
stand at the back.
Yeah, it looks like salt.
Let them look and then if they don't, if they look like they've got to find something, they've got to open something, he could then close it.
Yes.
On them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could just look at it for face value and say it says soap. But yeah.
Because so I don't think they're smart
if one
enough
of them stayed out, what
yeah.
would have happened then?
Yeah.
And I said, what if he kidnapped them?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think he probably should have driven them across into Canada.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing, is where they are, I'm fairly sure they're right at the north point of Vermont, so
yeah.
they're right near the border.
So jurisdiction goes away when you're over, when you
Well,
change.
You'd go into Canadian jurisdiction, but surely you'd have extradition from Canada to America.
Yeah.
But, like...
They call an Uber for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the whole point of this, is that bringing drugs across the border from Canada This would be the place it would go through.
Yes, yeah, it's the main freeway.
Yeah.
The next scene for me is where they pull over the Porsche. I think it's a Porsche, or it's a very, very fast car with a couple of swingers in it.
No, I've got stuff before that.
All right, cool.
So there's a scene before, and I don't know what happens, but he goes to visit her at the police station,
mm-hmm.
the female cop.
Yeah, Sabrina.
And they're in the teenage witch.
Yeah.
They're in this cell, and the cell's all painted blue. And there's a point there where, I don't know why, but there's a weird reflection.
Mm-hmm.
So when she turns her head in a certain way, her two front teeth
look
go
blue. Yeah, I think it's just the poor quality of this movie, but yeah.
And I said, what if the lady cop invented Bluetooth?
Oh, fuck, man. Jesus.
I think that happens before the trucker thing, because I said, what if they let the trucker go?
Mm.
So what? Because they have a point there where they're sorry.
That's okay.
They have a point there where the trucker's like trying to give an excuse. I'll go to the next way station, whatever, like that.
Yeah.
They're not really good at their job anyway.
No.
So I feel like unless they can say meow at him 10 times, they're probably just going to go, yeah, that's cool. Go to the next way station. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Meow.
But
they're better at pranks than their actual job.
Yeah. But, like, what if they let him go? Then they wouldn't... If they just let him go, then they wouldn't have captured him in the thing. They wouldn't have even cared about... Because they wouldn't have seen the stickers on the drugs.
Yes.
They wouldn't have got the drugs in the first place.
No.
And so none of the movie could happen. No. Because, basically, they would just get shut down.
Yeah. There's and that no would lead be the end to follow. There's nothing where they catch out the actual cops from being bad.
Yeah, because they don't get the drug bust without this happening. So they could have let him go, and that would have been a very disappointing movie.
Correct.
Some pranks, and then they would have just been shut down.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, so they pull over in the Porsche. They pull over the German couple.
Yes,
I think they're Germans.
Yes, I think so, because he thought it was the Autobahn.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And he almost gets away with having sex with the wife.
Mm, I said, what if she got... What if she got it? What if she gets the rabbit?
I said, what if he let it, what if he let him swing? Just let him swing.
Yeah, just let him do it. I think because the kid was in the car.
Yes, I know. No, it was, the car was stolen.
Oh, that's also true. Yeah.
Yeah, he could have kept his kid occupied.
But then again, you know, like they become a very crucial. Well, the husband.
Yes.
Becomes a very crucial part of this movie at some point.
He
does. Points.
He gives them information.
I know.
Which is really random, and they don't really lead anything from it. Or after it, they just...
I just love the fact... So Rabbit doesn't get anywhere with them, right?
No.
Oh, he does a bit, because he gets... I like the bit where they arrest them, and they put them in the back, and then so they said to the kid, because the kid was riding in the bag, go ride on, like, you know, Uncle whatever's lap. No, he goes, that's not a good idea.
That's not a good idea. Don't do that.
And then the next scene I've got is when you go back to Jay's house.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking, him and his wife are walking like they've had their shower or something, and they're walking down the hallway.
Yeah.
And you see like someone jumping on the bed.
Yes, but you think it's his kid.
You think it's the kid?
No.
And they walk in, it's that couple.
Yeah.
And then I said, what if everyone wanted a mustache ride?
Yes, right. I do. Ooh, I do.
Ooh, I do.
Oh, who wants a mustache ride?
Who wants a mustache ride?
That's so gross.
Oh, it really is.
I'm trying to think of what my next one's from.
You want to just, you want to say?
I just said, what if he wanted her to wipe his ass? He says, do you want me to wipe your ass?
Yeah.
So what if she wanted him to? I think he's talking to Sabrina again.
Yes. Yes. It's the cop. It's one of the cops that she works with.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out and he's upset that there's no toilet paper.
Oh,
and
that's right.
He says,
yes.
My wife would put toilet paper in there.
Yeah.
And then she says, would you like me to wipe your ass?
Yeah. He says something like, I'd put you in your place.
Yeah, exactly.
Far out. He's psycho.
They are psychotics.
You should put a muzzle on it. The captain of the highway patrol approaches the police captain.
Yeah.
And says that he wants to work together to try and crack this case.
Yes.
And he just flat out refuses. I said, what if the police played along so as to crack the case first?
Yeah, but they want that. They don't want that.
Yeah, he didn't seem to be interested in it. So you can definitely see that there's some sort of suspicion there.
Yes, there definitely is. Mm. I'm trying to remember, there's a point with the girl and I think she does something about like putting a mask on or something like that. And I said, what if she was Ghostface?
Does feel a bit like it could have been that, not far and from it.
Once again, because she looks a bit like the one who's in Scream. So I kept thinking, what the fuck is going on with this?
True.
Am I watching the wrong movie? Like, what if she actually was? What if it turned out that cop, right, that he's trying to like crack onto the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, I know why I said Ghostface. He does the bit where he's pretending that he's like the he's streaker. Calling in. He's being a streaker.
Yeah.
And then she comes up behind him with the voice changer.
What's your favorite scary?
Yeah. And I said, what if she was actually Ghostface? And that's for the point when they get into the camper van, or whatever it's called, the Winnebago, and they break the thing and see the drugs.
Yes, they go and have sex, and then they break that.
Yeah.
Then there's a mad chase at some point. They're chasing something.
Yeah.
And then you catch a glimpse of like everything's happening, and Doofy is wanking off in the car.
Oh, to the girl.
To the lips on the billboard.
Yeah.
And then he starts using the speedometer.
Yes, and it gets faster and faster.
Yeah, on him on his hand.
Yeah.
And then he's getting carried away, and I said, "What if he?" what if Doofy choked himself? Because he starts to choke himself.
He does.
And I said, what if he choked himself in excess?
That's too soon.
Too soon?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
oh, my God.
And then...
So that's the rookie.
Yeah. No, that's not the rookie that was wanking himself.
No. Rabbit's... that's the rookie that they're chasing.
Yes, that's right. He's taking the sports car. He steals the Porsche.
Yeah.
To take it for a speed run.
Yes.
Yes.
And then they catch him, and that means that he's now on the desk duty, mm-hmm. and Father gets to go back out.
Out, yes.
And then so Jay goes to the other guys and says, what if we swapped partners? And I said, what if they did swap partners?
Mm.
I mean, Jay's all about swapping partners.
True, he is, isn't he?
So what if
sharing, they... Isn't that swapping? They may not have swapped. They might have just shared.
That's true, but I'm just saying, you know, like he's... He's kind of into that anyway, he's into that same ball game, as you say. But what if they had swapped around? Because there's certain scenes where, because he's stuck with that father guy,
yes,
and he gets stuck with him when he assaults the kid at the service place like that. I don't think anyone else would put up with father like he does.
Yeah, no, 100%. I said, what if he could fit into her panties? There was a question about, like, I don't think he'd fit in my panties. What if he could? Give him a go.
Maybe. Give it a try.
Kink shame him. Then they try to do like a bus thing they try to drive the truck.
And yes. They can't drive.
No, none of them can drive stick. And they're in disguises. And I said, what if Wayne or Garth knew how to drive a stick?
Party on, Wayne.
They do. They look like Wayne and Garth.
They really do. It's ridiculous. It's so dumb.
Yeah. Then
so they're thinking they're going to like drive this truck around and try and go undercover sort of thing. But I love how they can't drive the stick, so they just give up on it.
Yeah. Well, we can't do anything about it. It's done. Then they go to lunch with Father and the other guy, and I said, what if they went to movies?
Oh yes.
Man, this place felt like movies, didn't it?
Well, it is. It's like generic fast food chain.
Yep.
That's what it is. So I've got a couple for that one.
Right.
I've got, what if Father had chill?
Yes.
He's got no fucking chill, right?
I know, yeah.
Not just this scene, but the scenes before this.
They do start it, though.
No.
It's a burger. It's for a cop.
Yeah, no, but before that, there's another scene before that when he's doing something and he has zero chill. He really has no chill, right?
Yeah, in general, he doesn't have any chill. This is true.
And I said, what if Americans had the metric system? I want a liter of cola. What? I don't know what that is.
Yes, I know. Oh, God.
I mean, we don't even say a liter.
If you understand what the liter was, or if you couldn't understand what the cola was.
No, they don't understand what liter was.
Mm.
They know what cola is.
They're so close to the border, don't they use the metric system in Canada?
They would.
They should.
They would.
Yes.
Americans don't.
They would. They should. They would.
They do.
Yes.
They do in Canada.
Yep.
In most countries, they use the metric system.
Yep. So he loses his absolute mind.
Yep. Well, first he loses his mind the first time.
Yeah.
He's upset. And then when they're pulling off the little, like, win a prize thing,
yes,
they've made a hole in it. And so when he pulls it off, it starts spurting water out of it.
And that just undoes him.
Well, as it should.
He leaps over the fucking counter.
I like when you see the footage back later of what he's done. It's throwing random burgers at the guy's head.
So good.
Because he goes at him and then he comes back and goes at him again.
Then he gets treated by... the cops, he gets, like, what do you call him? It's very, like, jailhouse sort of thing where they're hosing him off.
They're, like, waterboarding.
Yeah, waterboarding him. And they're throwing powdered sugar at him. You catch a glimpse of his penis.
Yes, a very small penis.
Oh, my goodness. It's like a little mushroom.
Yeah, but he's been under cold water.
Yeah, I know, but...
You know shrinkage. Okay. You know George Costanza.
I've seen you at the beach on a cold day, and yours doesn't do that.
Yeah, but I'm me.
Yeah, I know. He's little.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got much else to it.
Yeah, maybe not. He might be a grower. Yeah. You never know if you're a grower or a shower.
It's true. Not shaming him, but it was just so cute. No. Powdered sugar.
So they throw powdered sugar on him and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
There's too much licking of these materials after the kissing.
Yeah, it tastes great. Tastes delicious. He's just so weird.
He's him. And the other guy starts licking the cream.
Yes.
And I'm like, dude, that's been on some dude.
Yeah, so weird.
You probably shouldn't be licking that.
They make a proposition for him to snitch.
And he says he's not going to, right? No,
but he obviously does.
So I wrote at this point, what if Rod becomes Rat?
Yeah, I said, what if he was a snitch? Piggy, I called him Piggy.
And I'm assuming he actually does, but yeah.
Yep. Then they're watching cartoons while they're all so high. They're watching some weird cartoon that seems to be the same cartoon as the drug character.
Yeah, I think I've got another one that's in that same scene about being a rat, because I said, what if he was a pro-union guy?
That's right, he said, I'm not a pro-union guy.
Yeah, what if he was a pro-union guy?
Would that change anything?
Who knows? What if he was... Because if he was pro-union, then he doesn't know the right rugby to support.
No, that's right.
So, Anyway, you keep going.
And then they bring the swinger German guy over to...
swinger German guy. I love that.
To decipher what it says, because it's in German.
Yes. And well, is it in German?
I don't know.
I thought it was an Afghanistan cartoon, but maybe this guy's just... Maybe they've asked him and he knows other languages.
Perhaps. But he starts to sort of translate it. And I said, what if they discovered a hidden message in the cartoons?
Well, they kind of do.
Yeah, a little bit, but I think it's just because they're stoned. I think it's because they're high. I
thought there was something in there. When they were saying it, I thought they were saying something like, someone says a word, someone says like a phrase or something, and that like aligns with something else they found.
Yeah.
And I think they're like, oh, it's based on this cartoon or something. But
yeah,
what a weird thing to have. An obscure Afghani cartoon is what they based their smuggling ring on. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
So.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right, so. Then she says something about they could be Cagney and Lacey, and he goes, I said, what if he could be Lacey?
Well, he could be.
He's very feminine.
He is, kind of.
I reckon he could pull that off. That's a reference a lot of young people wouldn't have a fucking clue who they're talking about.
Well, she says they're both women.
Yeah.
So that pretty much explains it.
Yeah, he's very effeminate.
Yeah.
I said, what if Jackass at the Range was a show?
That's why you said it feels like Jackass, because this is like Jackass.
It's just a compilation of errors of stupidity.
It's just people being stupid.
Yeah. So they're trying out a bulletproof
cod
cup.
Piece, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was supposed to be like a thing for the rookie.
Yes.
But apparently you're not supposed to use real bullets.
Yeah.
Supposed to use blanks.
I don't know. They're weird.
Oh, so strange.
So weird.
Yeah. I think I said...
Like, what if he misses and shot him in the leg?
Yeah, I said, what if they killed Mac?
Should have been a better shot and got him in the head.
Yeah. Nice. And then...
They're all in love with Sabrina.
Then we get to the bear moment.
Ah.
The bear necessities. The bear. Oh, I knew that. Yeah.
So.
What if it mattered between a man and a bear who was fucking who?
I know.
Is the bear fucking you? Is the bear fucking you? Is he? Is it the bear?
Yeah, it seems to make a big difference.
Yeah, they needed to know.
So this is part of the big plan. The big plan. So they've decided that all the cops bar the two stupid ones are going to be left in there. So they're going to do something to lure them out.
Yep.
Then they're going to get the Winnebago.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to drive it across to the whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And they're going to, So, all right. So I went, what if he had fucked Yogi? Or what if him doing this to this bear with the noises attracted other bears?
Yes. That would have been realistic and awesome.
And he then got kind of... mauled by bears.
Yes, it would have been amazing. I love how the people behind the police are cheering them on and then, like, mimicking the fucking...
Yes.
It was hilarious. So I don't know if they were just extras or randoms, but they were
I don't
shit.
Know. I feel like there's a lot of weird extras and random people in this movie.
They mention a lady in some colour. They say something. So I said, what if the lady in red was giving head or the lady in yellow was fucking a fellow?
Yeah, they do something with colours and rhyming.
Yeah.
Just going to get the...
Yeah. I can't remember what it is, but I believe it's some sort of colour. Maybe blue. It's buckle my shoe. Probably something along those
maybe
lines.
Maybe blue. Fucking...
Yeah.
Did you say fucking my shoe?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think they can hear me, can maybe, they?
No, they probably can't hear you. Fucking that's my shoe right. is something
I'm
I said.
Going to get a battery.
Getting the charging cable for the laptop that we are recording on this evening.
It's running low.
Yes, it came up with a warning, and we don't want it to go to sleep whilst we're recording because we're so close to the end.
We're getting closer.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Oh, sorry, doggy.
I've got like 5-6 what ifs left.
There's not much. This movie, we're not going to do in this movie too long.
No. The last two movies
have
been.
Am I in the
hole? I don't know. That's what she said.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, David. You know where the hole is. Put it in.
Come on.
You've got it.
Act like a German.
Do it for me.
There we go.
Yay. Okay. All right. Moving on.
All right. Sorry about that. I don't move on yet. I want to keep talking about the bear.
Okay.
And the other bit. So, Actually, what are you going to move on to? You're going to move on to the rest of the, any other part of this plan?
I was going to have the ginger trooper when he has a go at the girl for accusing them of dobbing them in.
Okay, no.
Double crossing.
I want to get before that one.
Yeah, sure.
So the plan is he distracts these two guys.
Yes.
The ginger and the girl get to the Winnebago.
No, not even the girl.
The other two dudes do the Winnebago,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, which she's told them where the spare key is.
Yeah. Now, what if when they got to the Winnebago, they checked?
Yes.
And they saw
before they left. They do check. They don't open the bag, though.
They should open the bag. They should open the bag to make sure it's there.
Yeah.
They should really do it. They should make sure everything's done properly.
Yeah. But they don't.
But that wouldn't matter anyway, because they would still just see the thing saying like that. Then they just call ahead and say, someone's pulled the switch on us.
Yeah. Yeah. So that wouldn't work.
Keep going.
Ginger Trooper blames the blonde.
Yes.
Blames Sabrina.
He seems to say that she's in on it and you
Yeah.
double-crossed us or yes, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, she had double-crossed them.
Yeah.
Would he... I don't think he'd hold against her.
No, not at all. But he does, he has a go at her without even asking her anything. I said, so what if Ginger Trooper wasn't such a dick?
Yeah, he really is.
I don't know how they, become a relationship after this because he's such a dick. But she hits him, so it's okay.
Yeah.
And then I said, what if they arrested their captain for triple denim?
Oh.
He's wearing triple denim.
Triple denim. Jeans, shirt, jacket. As Father calls it.
Yes.
A Canadian tuxedo.
That's right. That was good.
So they basically get shut down because, they're useless.
Yeah.
And when they get shut down, they go out for a night of partying, basically.
Yes, that's right.
They're one last night together.
That's right. They steal his uniform.
What if Father had not been dressed in the local police uniform whilst getting ready? What if he just had chill?
Yeah. He shouldn't have been at all.
He has no chill.
No, he does not. So what if they'd got after the truck... They got after the truck before Father. Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So the truck. So she tells them
to meet her
there at 9 o'clock, right? And it's like quarter. It's like 9:45 or something.
No, it's even later. It's like past 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's pretty late.
And they're just sitting there going, "I don't think she's coming."
Yeah. What if they'd left before that?
Yeah.
What if they convinced him that she's not coming?
Yeah.
And then that, or what if they weren't looking straight ahead when the truck went by?
Mm-hmm.
Just the truck went by. We didn't notice it.
Correct.
And then if they had driven off after the truck.
Before Father
could stop them,
yes,
they would chase the truck down.
Correct.
And when they would not be so far behind the truck that they would have to wait and see what happened,
yeah.
They probably would try and bust them, and then the local police
would interfere.
Them.
Yep. Yeah.
And somehow it would all go pear-shaped again.
Yeah, they would probably even get shot, possibly.
And they'd be in trouble because they're not real cops anymore.
I feel like the cops would maybe even, what do you call it?
Gangland?
No, not gangland. When you set them up to make it like they're the ones that were doing it and that they caught them. Because they're all drunk and out of uniform.
I'm gonna get to that.
So. Oh, okay. All right. Well, do you want
to
do that?
Well, I will. So they get to the... They stop in the bushes and there's a big clearing and there's a plane and they see the local drug dudes and then the local cops
come
out.
Shaking hands and
what if the local cops didn't turn up at this time to do the handshake and everything? Or if they were disguised or anything, right? Yep. So they go, they drive in and they bust them by sending Ursula in, like Ursula the sex doll.
Attached to the roof of a car.
Attached to the roof of the car.
With flares on it.
And Father's very upset that it's his car.
That's my girl.
And my girl.
Yeah, my car and my girl.
When they bust them, I said, what if the local cops just claimed that the highway patrol are the ones who are the bad guys?
Yes, they should have.
Like... They could, I mean, maybe because there's not a lot of evidence and there probably is more evidence the other way.
Yeah.
But, they might be able to get away with it.
Yeah.
Especially because these guys were just fired. They could say they're trying to say stuff.
Yeah.
We caught them hanging out with these guys.
Mm.
They're obviously in on it with them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, so.
Well, they rock up in a police car. So they haven't even got their own vehicle or anything. So it's like they could have claimed that they were with them, possibly.
Yeah, it might have worked.
Yeah. I said, what if they weren't drunk enough to kick their asses? Like, he's like, I'm drunk enough to kick your ass. And he does a very proficient job.
They're really good.
They are really wasted.
Yes.
Really wasted.
And one of them's in triple denim.
Yes. So it's like very restrictive, I feel. I don't know how he gets the flexibility to do the punching. It's just...
I do like how Fava jumps back on their side.
Yep.
He sees one of them's going to get hit by the big trucky guy, by whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah.
And he jumps in and helps.
Yeah. He just wants to be a cop.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's all he wants.
He doesn't give a shit about which side he's on.
It's unfortunate that he picked the wrong side, but he did.
Exactly.
And that's all the what ifs I have for this movie.
Well, okay, so next scene is they've busted them and they get a letter from the governor.
Saying, yep.
Saying,
can't do anything.
Thanks very much, but no, we're still closing the department down. And then we get the last thing where the two of them are bringing the keg.
Yeah. So you think that they're unemployed, they're delivering beer now. They're
delivering beer. And then when they open the door,
yeah.
It's the kid who was driving in the first scene, right? Yes. Then the other guy comes in and falls down the stairs.
So good. So good the way they do it.
And then so they what if
that they're just to deliver the beer.
What if the stoners weren't dicks to them?
Yes. They shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But they are.
And then it doesn't really matter because these guys, turns out, they're the local cops.
Yay.
And I said, what if... I wrote what if they didn't get shut down, because that was from the other thing. But, like, what if they hadn't shut them down, right? Cops.
Yeah.
Well, then they would have... they kind of had to shut them down because they needed cops to fill out the local police department because there were none left.
Yeah.
Yes. So...
you can't have both departments. It's silly having one specifically for highway.
They have that, though.
Two for regular... I know they do.
Yeah.
But you don't need to.
I wonder how that works because, like... so, like, in Australia... There's different branches. Too. Yeah, but they're assigned. I think they're assigned to a station.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works. I don't know. We're not police officers.
Yeah.
If anyone's a police officer and want to tell us how that works, you can.
It'd be great.
But I feel like they're assigned to something because every time they've always got the, like, two initials
mm-hmm.
on their car, which usually indicates which branch they're from.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they are. But then. Yeah, I don't know. Is there a different highway patrol or something?
It seems to be.
Our police are New South Wales police, right?
Yes.
But I feel like the local police are like council, like the local, like the mayor is running the thing.
Yes, yeah.
But then the governor sacks them, so maybe they are, the governor would be a state thing. Highway
patrol are states. Yeah, state police.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe they're both state police. Yeah. I don't know, it's just weird.
And then you have the federal police.
Yes.
Yes, which are... like, they've seen them at Mardi Gras and they're just, like, all blue.
Well, the federal police are for different types of crimes.
Mm-hmm.
They're national security types of crimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I tell you that one of the guys I worked with got interviewed by the federal police?
For?
So, dodgy. No.
Another dodgy builder.
No, what happened was he was on a bus, and while he was on the bus, his phone automatically connected to a Wi-Fi,
right.
And someone hacked his stuff.
Right.
And they stopped because all he had was credit card information and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they started buying things with his credit card information.
Shit.
Including illegal dark web items.
Oh, wow.
So he, like, cancelled everything. He got his money back eventually. But then because that had happened, because his money had been used, he had to sit down with the federal police and he had to answer questions.
Yeah.
And had to confirm that he is not part of a crime syndicate
or
anything like that.
Correct, yeah.
Which is... weird.
Yeah.
But he had to do that. Yeah, like, they just said, they basically said to him, this is just procedural, we just have to do it.
Yeah.
But, and we don't think that there's anything going on, but we just need you to answer questions about your whereabouts on certain things and your whatever things.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I'm pretty sure that you weren't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said to us, they were kind of like, just answer it and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And he was fine. Mm-hmm. So it's all good. But yeah. I just...
intimidating, though. They are intimidating.
Oh, they would be.
I mean, all police are intimidating.
Yes.
I respect the police. They've helped me in many, many occasions, but they are very intimidating.
Of course they are.
Especially the federal police, because they're all in blue and they just look very menacing.
Well, when we went down to Canberra, and there was, like, we were walking around the front of Parliament House and there was a dude with a fucking machine gun.
Yeah,
yes. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's insane.
It doesn't feel like Australia anymore.
No.
I know they need that because, you know, things like that happen. Yeah, like, things happen. Still. But, like, I've never seen they've obviously got their guns.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a machine gun and a normal gun's going to kill you differently.
No.
but
automatic weapons is probably a bit too much for us because we have gun laws in Australia. Way over
the top.
And you know, occasionally you'll see rifles, you'll see, like, handguns on a police officer.
Yes.
But a machine
gun. They've said a rifle. I've only ever seen the handgun.
Oh, I've seen them with rifles, but not, like, as in, like, out on the streets or anything. Oh,
okay.
But I
not like fucking sheriff going down the streets with his hat on.
You see that in movies. back in the day when guns, you had licenses for guns, you could go shooting for hunting purposes.
Yes.
Rifles were commonplace. Yeah.
You had more interaction with that than I ever did.
Yeah, I did, unfortunately. But yeah, interacting with police, like when I'm volunteering at Mardi Gras, you see their weaponry on them. Like, it's quite apparent that they've got stuff on. But a machine gun or an automatic weapon is just, it's a step above.
Hmm. There's a police station across the road from my work.
Mm.
And so when... There's a cafe at the front, so when you're walking through... There's a
lot of police officers getting coffee.
They're all just standing there getting coffee, and it's really intimidating sometimes because you walk up the street, so we park behind and we walk around a laneway and ran to the front entrance, right?
Through the cafe.
And we have to go past the cafe, and the cafe's only got... So it's a cafe on one side, so imagine a hallway, right?
Yeah.
You've got a cafe on one side and the seating area on the other. So when people order, they tend to kind of stand in the seating area or just stand between... And so when there's a lot of people there, they just block you.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you're walking up, you've got to kind of walk behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And I always worry that if I walk behind them, they're going to worry because that's where the gun is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, just keep looking forward.
It's mostly on the side.
Yeah, but it's, you know what I mean? Like they watch you.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Of course
they're going to watch me. But they watch you and you're like, I don't want anything to do with you. Yeah, I just want to get to my work and get to on with my day and get to yelling at builders being idiots. And that's all I want to do.
I'm an engineer, not a weapon.
I have no interest in your weapons.
No, thank you. Please keep them to yourself.
Your mortal weapons do not help me.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
So that was Super Troopers.
Super Troopers. That was a shorter one.
Yep. So Animation April is going to begin.
Yep. It's going to be the 8th of April, our next episode.
Yep.
Which is our daughter's birthday.
Yep.
And I tried to ask her what her favourite animation movie is, and she just basically didn't want to tell me.
Did you think of a movie maybe from the year she was born? Is that a possibility?
Let's pause and I'll have a look.
Okay.
Okay, let's get to the pause button.
Yeah.
2008 movies. There's a few good ones.
There is a few.
Yeah, so just because...
Just put the volume down.
Oh, sorry. Just because... I lost my train of thought now.
Sorry.
That's okay. Just because there's a new movie coming out soon.
Well, it came out today, I believe.
Oh, did it?
I did.
Oh.
Yes, Kung Fu Panda 4.
4?
Yep.
Secret of the Ooze? The Quickening?
Why We Won't Breed.
So, Why We Won't Breed.
Pro watches porn.
Let's do Kung Fu Panda. 2008 Kung Fu Panda.
Sounds like a plan.
Jack Black.
Yep.
Jackie Chan.
Yep. Oh, it's got not Al Pacino. Rain Man. Yes, that one.
What's his name? Damn it. Dustin Hoffman.
Thank you. Well done. I was going to say Tootsie.
Tootsie. Well, yeah, that would have worked too.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't help us.
No.
Yeah.
And a few others.
Yeah.
Isn't Angelina Jolie in it?
I think she's Tigress.
The Tigress, I think.
I think so. Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen's in it?
Cricket.
Because the other movie I was thinking about doing, which is Horton Hears a Who, also has Seth Rogen.
I know.
Two animation movies in one year.
Gabby's also made comment that he should fuck off from doing voice acting because he does voice acting on everything. And he does. And I listened to him on a podcast the other day and I went, oh, you would have hated that because it was just him laughing. And she goes, oh, I just think he's done enough.
I feel like Chris Pratt's done enough.
I prefer Seth Rogen to Chris Pratt every day.
But can I just say that
stop making him our childhood characters.
For many years, or maybe not for many years, but for a good amount of time, and I can't think of the name of the actual, Brad...
Cooper?
No. It's Brad something. The guy who's in Everybody Loves Raymond as the brother.
Oh, yeah. Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett.
Yep.
Couldn't think of his last name.
It's okay.
Brad Garrett was like...
I was picturing his face, but couldn't...
Him and the guy who plays David Putty from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Those two were like... Almost every animation had one of them.
Yeah, they had the big dopey voices.
And then they started to actually do animation where people were just doing voices that sounded like their voices.
Yeah.
Because their voices were so iconically animation.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of glad we passed that now.
Yeah. But still, Chris Pratt, Garfield, what the actual fuck?
Oh, look, you know.
Super Mario was bad enough.
Yeah.
And now they're bringing him out as a Garfield. Garfield's always been Bill Murray.
Well, hasn't always been Bill Murray. It's been Bill Murray for the last ones.
Yeah. That's enough.
For the Twice other it was Bill Murray.
For the movies, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Just, would it kill him? He's got one voice. It's Chris Pratt.
I don't know why.
He doesn't do voices.
I want to put this to you, right, with animation. We can talk about this next time as well. Why don't they just use the people who are from the animated TV series?
I don't know.
Because That would make sense,
yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
I don't understand why they wouldn't just continue to use the same voice.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I mentioned to you one of the movies was Madagascar, right? With the penguins, right? Yes. I don't know why in the TV series and the movie, one of the people is a different person voicing it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
Or maybe they just can't get that same person.
Maybe they can't.
Maybe something happens.
But when you're doing stuff like Garfield, right? Unless the guy who originally did Garfield's voice is no longer with us, maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's a lot of ones like that. It wouldn't be that hard to get the original person to do it.
No, I agree.
I think they just want a big name.
Yeah.
Because they think it'll sell.
And look, it probably does.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think Super Mario Brothers on its own would have been such a great thing, regardless of Chris Pratt. It would
have been great if to have anything, Bob Hoskins and...
Oh, John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
How funny that would be as them as animated.
Because that basically it's us driving
yeah.
to take our kids there.
Yeah.
You know, we're the ones that want to go. If we want to go, we will go and our kids will want to tag along. But putting people in that you just straight off at the bat going, this is not going to be good. I walked in incredibly prejudiced and I was right. I didn't enjoy Super Mario.
No,
I know
good.
A lot of, I know the kids did, but I didn't.
Yeah.
The animation was amazing.
Animation was
the
great.
The quality and just the scenes were crisp and beautiful.
Hmm.
But the voice acting, especially with Chris Pratt, was just off.
I didn't think it was right.
No, it just left a bad taste in my mouth.
I mean,
and I'm sure
surely it can't be too hard to find an Italian person to play an Italian person.
And surely there's got to be another Bill Murray impersonator or someone similar to do his voice.
Yeah, I don't know, Garfield could just be anyone, but it doesn't...
Yeah, like Garfield's got to have a snide sort of...
Yeah.
He's got to be clever.
Chris Pratt's not like that. Not
clever, but it's just not the right voice for him.
No.
Just like, you know, we have faces for certain people, so you just have the same voices for certain characters.
Exactly.
Speaking of, our cat just got kicked out of her room.
All right.
She looked like Garfield that's just got told no lasagna.
I know.
So next week, we will listen and we will be watching...
Kung Fu Panda.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
Panda with a half shell. Panda power.
Yes. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of different things. All right, cool. We will see you next time.
Take care. We won't see you. You won't see us, but you'll hear us.
You'll hear us next time.
And we'll hear you mentally.
Bye.
Bye.